RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Luke Nichols in for Kyle Quinn on this Tuesday morning. Our final show of 2025. Lots to do. Devin Katie's going to join us coming up in studio in a little bit. We'll have Elliot Shore Parks later in the show and Ross Tucker on a Tuesday. And who knows? We might even bring back one of our favorite parts of the show from 2025 later on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, for all the young cats out there, don't be afraid to work hard. My man Luke has been probably working a lot these last couple of days and is going to work a lot these last couple of days.
Unlike that slacker Kyle Quinn who took off
well,
today.
Yeah. And I was just telling Luke this morning, man, because, you know, he did the show with us last night. I know it might not seem like it, but this is going to pay off for you.
Sure it is,
in the long run, you know, your biggest asset is your availability. And, you know, by you doing this and putting in this extra work, it's going to pay off for you, man.
You know,
just don't be afraid of hard work.
It's a really good, first thought from Hugh Douglas. And you led me to something there, Hugh, and you said your best asset is availability. Because the topic of, I think, all of our minds, and certainly the topic of the day in Philadelphia and will be until the Eagles tell us what they're going to do on Sunday, is are they going to play? Will the Eagles starters be available to play? Will the coach allow them to play on Sunday? Will the organization allow them to play on Sunday? And Hugh, this one, you know, every year we kind of have one of these, it feels like, with the Eagles. And each year is a little bit different. Nick Sirianni spoke to that yesterday. We're going to hear from what Nick said in a little bit and how he's framing, you know, the message to us right now as a fan base. But Hugh, every time we do this, it's a little bit different. Right? Last year, it was about Saquon Barkley's record. And the Eagles prioritized the team over the player. A few years ago, they were in a scenario similar to this in which they had a chance to win the NFC East, but they needed the Dallas Cowboys to lose. This is kind of similar where they need the Bears to drop a game.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 21, they had really nothing to play for, and they sat. Back in 22, they wanted to sit, but they had to roll Jalen Hurts back out there after a shoulder injury because they were about to blow the division. So each year has been a little bit different with Nick Sirianni. But I think this one is hard. I'm going to be honest. Before I tell you what I would do, I don't think this is an easy one because there's a lot of play. There's clearly a more favorable matchup, I would say, if the Eagles can get to the 2 seed, because the Packers right now look like the worst team in the NFC postseason. So I see all that. I know how choppy the offense has been. I see all that. But Hugh, I've been for the last, I don't know, how many hours it's been since the game ended on Sunday, and then watching the Niners and the Bears on Sunday night, and then last night with the Rams and the Falcons. I've been watching and thinking a lot about this. And I've been weighing all these things in my head for, you know, 30-something hours, whatever it's been since the Eagles played their football game on Sunday. And here's where I'm at. I wouldn't play. I think the Eagles should rest their starters on Sunday against the Washington Commanders. And I'll tell you why. I have several reasons why I think the smart play for the Eagles on Sunday is to rest. Number one, it matters. You know, teams that come off a bye play better. Look at Jalen Carter, what he was able to do off a few weeks off. You know, he wasn't healthy, got a few weeks off, and he looked great. And I think about the advantage the Eagles could get if they sat maybe Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, guys that have felt banged up and not right the entire season. So I'm going to prioritize the health and the rest and try to get that bye, the kind of the self-created bye, before the first round of the playoffs. The second thing that's in my head is they need help. Like, they could go out there and play Sunday, and it doesn't matter, right? Like, if the Bears win the game, and I think the Bears are going to win the game. I know some people are hoping the Lions are going to do us a favor. I don't know, guys. I mean, since week 3, the Lions are 7-7 and the Bears are 11-3. I think the Bears are going to win that game. It's outdoors.
Yeah, they've been playing better.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff outdoors is not very good in the cold. I just, I think the Eagles could try, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think the Bears are going to win on Sunday and just take the 2 seed. So it would really be for nothing when it comes to that. So I don't think it's going to work out in our favor in terms of the Bears' result. The other thing that's in my head, and I can't ignore this. 2 years ago, the Eagles had a chance to win the NFC East, but they needed the Dallas Cowboys to lose in Washington. And they rolled their starters out in MetLife Stadium, and A.J. Brown got a season-ending knee injury, and he couldn't play in the playoffs. Jalen Hurts dislocated his finger, and they were a disaster the next week, in Tampa Bay. So they went and tried. It didn't work out. They got players hurt, and they lost their first playoff game. So that looms in my head, and I wonder if it looms in Nick Sirianni's. And the last thing is, I think last night changed the equation a little bit. So the Rams lost last night, right?
Yes.
Saturday night.
Shout out to ATL.
Yeah, well, the Falcons beat them last night. So Saturday night is the Seahawks and the 49ers, right? That's for the number one overall seed.
Yes.
If the 49ers win that game, the Rams are the 6th seed no matter what happens on Sunday. So that means the Rams aren't going to play their players on Sunday, which means they're going to rest all their guys. So what I don't want to happen is the Eagles play on Sunday, try their hardest, still end up the 3 seed. Meanwhile, the Rams, who will be our opponent a week from now, create a bye for themselves. It just doesn't feel like it's worth it. Hugh, where do you come down? 215-592-9494 for everyone. It is a big conversation, and it's one I don't think is simple this time. But I would sit the players. I would sit the starters. That means no Jalen, no AJ, no Devontae, no Saquon, no O-line, Carter, Quinion, Cooper, Bond, like the stars. They all sit on Sunday, and I get them ready for the playoffs as the number 3 seed. Hugh, where do you come down?
You gave me a lot to digest, Joe. You really, really did. But I look at it like this. I feel like last night we were given a gift by what the Atlanta Falcons did. Now, I know it's a slim chance, and you're still not in control of your destiny.
Nope.
But I would like to think that I have a say in it, because when you talk about potentially what the Chicago Bears could do or couldn't do coming up this weekend, that puts you in a spot to be in control of that 2nd seed. And I honestly feel, this is why I feel as strongly as I do. This team has not, like, you're in a good spot. And when you step back and we get done with this season, we're going to look at this team and say, you know what? For all of their warts, had a pretty damn good season. I mean, that's a fact. When you look at the way that we critique this team on a daily basis and what they were able to accomplish under the circumstances, when you talk about the offensive line being banged up as they are, you know, the trepidation about the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, for all that matters, this is a really good season that they had. But they haven't lived up to the expectations or the potential that we thought that they had. So with that being said, I feel like we need one more tune-up going into this last game, because we have not earned the right to rest on our laurels. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, when you look at the way that this season has gone, even though it's a tremendous season and Jalen's put up some – he's made history. I'll just leave it at that. He's made history in some aspects.
Good history?
Don't do that.
I'm just wondering what history we're talking about.
But for you to come off of a defending Super Bowl champion and be in the position to be in the playoffs that you're in right now, you shouldn't feel comfortable. And the reason I feel like they should play is because this offense is not clicking right now. It's just not.
So I agree with you on that. And I there's two parts to this, right? There's the one part is, could the Eagles make their path better? And I think we'd all agree the 2 seed is better than the 3 seed, right? That's obvious. That's clear. You could get a second home game. You could play the 7 seed. The 2 seed is better. I agree with everyone on that. The second part is what you just brought up, Hugh, and that is tune up, right? Get better. Is 1 week going to change anything? Like, is week 18 against the Commanders going to change the Eagles' offense in any way? I don't think it is. This is what they are.
Well, you know what, Joe? And you're probably correct. Because I went into the game this weekend thinking that what they did against the Raiders and against the Commodores, that they would have a resurgence. That wasn't the case. Mm-mm. But still, you have to figure out, I think that you're still in a position where you have to figure out how to rescue your defense. And I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean by rescue your defense? They're probably, in order for us to get to where we ultimately want to be, they're going to probably have to stand on their head the whole time.
Of course they are. And I want to give them a little rest here this week, a little break.
With that being said, I need to figure out as best I possibly can how to make sure that defense, when they're out there playing, are not out there for a long time.
Yeah, I hear that. 215-592-9494. A couple other things on this, because there's so much that goes into the equation here. The Eagles have been a really good road team. They've been a good road team under Sirianni this year. They've been a good road team under Sirianni all 5 years. In fact, they have the most road wins in the NFL since Sirianni took over. So, like, I know there's an advantage of having the second home game here. I think we could go to Chicago in the second round and win. I don't think it's like, oh, no, we have to go to Soldier Field to play the Bears. Yeah, the Eagles could beat the Bears here. They could beat the Bears there. I think they could beat the Bears wherever they play them if they have to play them in the second round. So that's not enough for me. And let me throw one more thing in. Are we sure the Eagles can't beat the Commanders with their backups?
No, I don't. See, for me,
I'm saying for that part of the equation.
Yeah,
because we want to win the game. I think they could win the game with the backups.
Yeah, I don't have a doubt about that. For me, that's not the thing. I think you need to be playing your best football at this point. And at no point during this season, even though it was a tremendous season, have you shown me your best football. Mm. Like all season long. On the offensive side of the ball, where can you point to and say, hey, this is the best football that they played for a stretch?
Against a good team, it's hard to find one. I mean, yeah,
And I know that there's a lot of intangibles in
the Vikings game. And the Vikings aren't any good, but Flores is a good coordinator and all that.
But there's a lot of intangibles in there. But when you talk about the level that they've set for themselves and the standard that they've set for themselves and where they played at this year, I don't know any diehard Eagle fan that feels complacent with the way that they play.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm not going to feel any. If they go out there with their starters on Sunday and they drop 45 on the Commanders, it doesn't do anything. Like they just did that. They dropped 30 on the Raiders. They dropped 20 something on the Commanders. They went out there and dropped and scored 13 against the Bills. There's no correlation. This whole thing is risk first reward. And I
hear you. And then you're talking about, you know, you're worried about it. You could never, in my opinion, playing in the NFL, you can't worry about injuries.
But the Eagles do that all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're decimated with them, but you know, you can get hurt running down a tunnel.
Well, then how come they don't play in the preseason?
Right? You know why they don't play in the preseason?
Why?
Joe? It's because there's been a mandate in the preseason that nobody plays anymore. I was a fan. I like playing in the preseason.
No, I know, but the Eagles have shown us they take caution when it comes to injuries. Like, to me, this is a preseason game on Sunday. It's a preseason game, and week one of the new season starts in the wild card round. So this is the final preseason game. I'm not playing anyone, and I know we want two. Guys, I don't think the Bears are losing. I have a feeling if they play, we're going to look up at halftime, and it's 24-7 Bears, and we're like, oh, crap. This is a waste of time. Get them off the field.
Yeah, and the reason why they stopped playing in preseason, Joe, is because when they negotiated in the collective bargaining agreement, some of those idiots, that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, but not for the games. That's just for practice.
They negotiated for them not to play as much in the preseason.
But there's nothing in there they can't play in the preseason. Players.
I mean, most people don't want to play anymore.
I know.
And they want to stay healthy. But to me, that's where I feel. I mean, the game is still a great game, but when you talk about certain skills and fundamentals that players have, they don't have those.
Yeah, I hear that. To me, that goes to the risk versus reward. This team doesn't play in the preseason. I consider this basically a preseason game. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from some of our favorite people around here, some that agree with Hugh Douglas. Let's start with Ray Dittinger. Yesterday morning, on with the morning show, Joe DeCamera said he wouldn't play the starters. Here's how Ray Dittinger responded.
Probably disagree. I think if the Bears had won last night, if the Bears had beaten San Francisco and the number two seed was gone, then I'm with you 100%. Then I'm like not playing anybody against Washington. I'm giving everybody a week off.
Yeah.
But as long as the two is in play, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
I am. Cause I think it's that big. I really do. I mean, having the opportunity to play two games at home in the playoffs rather than one, that's worth playing for. I really think so. Could the guys you mentioned use a rest? Sure they could. But you could say that about probably.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
75% of the team right now. I mean, it's a long season.
Well, it is a long season. As long as it's, I mean, that's, and last year they had a chance to go for a special record. They said no. Seth Joyner also on the morning show, and he seems to be on the same side as Hugh Douglas here, that the Eagles need the work. Here, Seth.
Do you want to play the starters on Sunday or not?
Yes, they should play because they stunk yesterday, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Every one of them damn offensive linemen need to play all 60 freaking minutes of that game on Sunday and try to figure out how to finish plays, how to finish blocks, how not to get head faked, and all of these other things, okay? You've been playing football your entire life, and you get head faked at the line of scrimmage.
It's getting hot. Unbelievable. It's getting hot in here.
Unbelievable.
I'm just sick and tired of seeing it because every
head
single
fakes,
play.
No matter what kind of head fakes, they are.
Every single play, there's a guy in the backfield.
You know what I love? So first of all, I love Seth's passion. And I love that. Such a, isn't it? Like, I could just.
That's a Seth thing.
It's a. If you had asked me what Seth said before I even heard it, I would have guessed exactly what he said. Like, they don't deserve to sit. And Hugh, I hear Seth. I hear your perspective that they need to get better, right? This is another chance to get better.
Yeah.
But, like, Jordan Mailata rolls an ankle, or Cooper DeJean hurts his knee. It gives us less of a chance to win the Super Bowl.
It can happen at any time.
No, but it can't happen if they don't play.
No,
it can't.
I hear you. I'm not putting anybody. I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that, but I'm not putting anybody in bubble tape. The time for bubble tape has passed.
But didn't they do bubble tape last year?
What they say, you have a chance to get the 2 seed. And I think that's why, for me, it's still in play. Like Ray Diddy said, it's still in play. If it wasn't in play, I think you would have more – to me, it would be more of a case not to play anybody.
Well, if it wasn't in play, they would absolutely not even go close to it.
And like I said, I am of the mindset – like, seriously, you're the defending Super Bowl champions, right? The bar was raised when the season started, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in that locker room, to a man, I'm asking everybody, what have we done to warrant us having a day off?
So I hear you, but isn't it what gives you the best chance to win 2 weeks from now?
Not the best
like
chance,
the deserving thing, like to me, it's about what sets us up the best. Not so much do you deserve it.
No, I hear you. What sets us up the best is if our offense plays a little bit better and tries to spell the defense.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to do that is if we get some reps, continuity.
I used to agree. I used to think that way. Hugh, I get it. And I used to think that way. And then the Eagles never play in the preseason, and they win every opener under Nick Sirianni. So, like, this all idea of reps and continuity, it doesn't really matter, it seemed, with this team. Like, they just – the rest is actually how they play their best football.
You know what's funny? To that point, at the beginning of the season – When you go out and win, like that's the equivalent to me of the start of the college football season when college teams play tomato cans.
Yeah.
Or
well, this is tomato
cans. The group of five squad that need the money, they go to get the check or whatever. You get a tune up. I think that's what the NFL is when the season starts. It's a tune up because we saw how everybody was throwing the ball all around the schoolyard and things of that nature. This team right here, what are they? Like, when you talk about outside the defense and salty as they are, when you say, okay, the Eagles, when they go into this game, what are they probably going to do? Like, how are they going to beat you? Don't know.
Defense.
That's what I'm saying, but don't know. Don't know offensively. Like, going into that game last night, you knew what the Rams were going to try to do, throw themselves back in the game.
Sure.
They're going to throw the football.
Yep.
The Falcons ran the ball. They had a hell of a running game, and they ran the ball. They kept it on the ground. Mm. When you look at this team, you'll be like, hey, they'll probably put up points in the first half.
And then not the second.
And then in the second half, if we can hang around, if we hold serve, we figure out a way to hang around, we'll have a shot, just like Buffalo had a shot. Just like Denver had a shot.
Dallas.
You know what I mean? That's what this team is. You need to figure out a way, in my opinion, to hold the ball. I don't even need you to score.
Just hold it.
Just hold the ball.
Don't punt it back.
Hold the ball.
Keep away.
Give your defense a chance to get some water and let the water die.
I hear you.
Give the water a chance to turn to urine.
I got it.
You know what I mean? Seriously, because how many times have you seen the defense? They have a hell of a stop, everybody high-fiving.
Right back out there.
And then they grabbing some water. Hey, defense, you're
three
up.
Three plays.
Like, damn.
Get back out there.
Like, what the hell? You know
I
what
hear
mean?
You. But is there anything going to change in a week?
Give them a chance.
Come on.
To turn the water to urine.
All right. 215-592-9494. Luke Nichols in for Kyle today. Luke, what would you do? You're Nick Sirianni. We playing or we sitting?
You got to play him. I think going for the 2 seed is just that big of an advantage in the playoffs. You mentioned how you'd feel good about them on the road. I'd feel good about them on the road too, but they would still have a much bigger advantage at home. Like, just think of the betting lines. If they were playing the Bears in Chicago, the Bears would probably be a slight favorite.
Agreed.
But if they were playing in Philly, I think the Eagles would probably be a 3.5-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite. So it is still a bigger advantage. And I do think about the psychological effect it could have on the players. Like, if you go out there and you beat up the Commanders and your offense actually looks solid, which I don't expect it to turn a corner and then put up 45 points this Sunday, but even if you gain a little bit of confidence going into the playoffs, I wonder what that does for the team and their mindset after coming off of a putrid second half against the Bills. On the injury front, I get what you're saying about you don't want to risk anybody for injury, but think of Daniel Jones this season. Daniel Jones had a broken left fibula in his left leg and then tore his Achilles in his right leg. Injuries can happen at any time. They're just completely random. Non-contact injuries can happen. Like you said, you're just walking around. John Wall slipped in his house and tore his Achilles. Andrew Bynum was bowling and broke his foot. How can you forget? These injuries can happen anytime. I don't think you need to be worried about that, but I just think going for the 2 seed is a bigger advantage than resting the players for a week.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Will, how we doing?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
Listen, man, I'm hot and I'm a cook right now.
Go ahead, cook.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. Because I gotta hold people accountable. Like, this coaching is like, come on, man. Y'all gotta get better. And I keep saying, with this mentality that we have to have, we have to be better. And I know I keep saying it because just like a song you keep hearing on the radio that you don't like, mm-hmm. you start to sing it. This is what I keep saying. We have to be better. This is what I'm saying, man. With the things that work as far as the offense, under the helm, right? Under the center, play action. You know what I'm saying? This is what's working, man. We got to do with things that work. But my thing is this, man, with the right preparation, we could beat any team out there, man. Our defense is clicking. All we need is for our offense to click. And the only way our offense to click is for the play calling to be right. Now, this is what I want to say, man. We got weapons. We gotta activate Tank's Bigsby, man. It's time, man. Because like he's gonna wear the defense down. That's what we need. And Saquon, you gotta stop hesitating, man. Hit that hole, bro. To be honest, this game, they seem a little shady, man. I wouldn't play the starters, man. Let everybody keep saying Tanner McKee. Let's see if Tanner McKee can get this win to put us closer to the second seed, man. Now, what I'm saying is this,
man. Now we're cooking.
Our team is a great team, man. Mm-hmm. And all we got to do, all the coaches got to do is call the right plays, man. And what I want to say is we playing as a team. That's the main thing, man. And that's what I saw Sunday. And that's what I saw the Sunday before that. We playing as a team now, man. Everybody is clicking. Now, all we need is for this play calling to click. Man, listen, we control our destiny. This is checkers. This is chestnut checkers, man. Listen, our biggest opponent is ourselves. And that's the game of chess, man. Our biggest opponent is ourselves. So we can't beat ourselves. As long as we play hard and get the right play calling, we could beat any team. And I'm going to end it with this, man. Right now, man, we could do something great. We already did the back-to-back division championship. Now let's do the back-to-back Super Bowl, baby. And we can do it. As long as we play as a team, everybody do their job. Sirianni, allow this man to do his job. You do your job, Sirianni. Offensive line, you got to step your game up. Do your job. And everybody do their job. We can win another Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Will, appreciate it, buddy. Will. Well, I mean, we'll end that quickly, though. He brought it, but it was like an abrupt ending from Will there. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? It's the biggest conversation the Eagles have to have among themselves this week. We have it here. Should they play the starters, go for the two seed, or rest? I say rest.
Go for it.
The Bears are going to win anyway. You guys are crazy. Just rest. Get ready for the playoffs next week.
Saying it. The Bears are going to win anyway.
Well, they are. I mean, they're home and they're playing. They're better than the Lions.
The NFL
season is
a beautiful thing, though, man.
Yeah, it is. But the Bears are going to win that game. This reminds me of 2 years ago. I don't think it's worth it. Rest and get ready for next weekend. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls on all this. And Devin Caney will join us as well on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.